This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and there really is only one movie opening this weekend. See if this sounds familiar. Right, James Bond is back in Quantum of Solace, and I don't know if you can believe this, but it's the 22nd James Bond movie, and the first one was way back in 1962 called Dr. No, starring Sean Connery. And I tell you, after Sean Connery, Daniel Craig, well, he has some pretty big shoes to fill as James Bond in this movie. And in Quantum of Solace, he is out for some serious vengeance.
The first thing you should know about us is that we have people everywhere.
What the hell is this organization, Bond? How can they be everywhere and we know nothing about them?
This is the world's most precious resource. We need to control as much of it as we can.
I was really looking forward to this movie because, you know, after last one, Casino Royale, I was a little bit scarred. You know, I had no idea you could OD on Texas Hold'em poker, but after some really expensive therapy, I was so ready for Quantum of Solace, and it's totally action-packed. Car chases followed by foot chases followed by motorcycle chases followed by plane chases. Get the idea? In fact, Daniel Craig, well, he was actually hurt when filming this movie, but you would never know it because he looked just great as usual. Now, if only there were a good story to go along with all that action. Well, to be fair, maybe there was. You just couldn't tell with all the confusion. I had no idea what was going on most of the time. I guess he was out for revenge, you know, pretty much because they randomly put the word revenge in there a couple of times. And what happened to all the cool undercover spy stuff and the James Bond gadgets and those MacGyver moments to get himself out of any situation? None of that. Now, if James Bond were in a tough situation where he's about to be blown up into a million pieces and had to somehow get out of it, well, there would be a reason he was there and there'd be some way to get out of it. Now, that is a story. That's how stories work, Mr. Hollywood out there. So if you need help writing the next James Bond movie, just give me a call. But there's no doubt that this movie's going to make tons and tons of money, even though it really should be better than it is. But in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Quantum of Solace, this one is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.